When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you serious?
This is Hard to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
And I'm producer Bill.
Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us in advance. In today's bonus episode... We're just fresh back from an Apple event, a private Apple event in West London, which wasn't too far away from the studio, was it, Bill?
It felt longer because of the rain.
Oh, man. UK right now, I'm not exaggerating. Shout out to my phone, jumping onto the floor out of my pocket. I'm not exaggerating. Right now in the studio, it is of a reasonable temperature, but I'm so frostbitten from outside. I'm still wearing my Parker jacket. Underneath that is a sweater. Underneath that is a t-shirt. Most layers ever worn in this studio, I think. What about you, Bill? What layers you got on now?
I've only got a jumper on at the moment.
You were wrapped up pretty much. Like, Billy, what's amazing is when I saw you when we were on our way to the event, we met outside and the layers that you had on made you look super warm.
Big Willy hat.
But you also
snood.
Looked like one of the villains from Home Alone as well.
Fair shout.
Because you had the fingerless gloves, which are very good for texting on. And then you also had the blue hat as well, the blue skull cap. And together you did look like you were ready to go and rob a house. Did you get that much?
No.
Police pulling you over?
Just got to keep nice and warm. Okay, that's all it is.
Fair enough,
I'm not out here doing any dodgy stuff.
Allegedly. So we've just come back from this Apple event at a secret location where they kind of were just giving us the lowdown on what they have that's new to offer. So we got to try out some of the new bits out of the Apple range and also quite a lot of their third-party products as well, Bill, right?
Of course.
So we went into this environment where the snacks were quite tasty, actually.
I love those.
Those sausages, man.
And the chicken with the dip.
The chicken with the dip, which was, how would we describe the dip there?
Tangy.
It was a tangy dip. It had mayo in it somewhere though, didn't it?
Was it
like creme fraiche?
I don't know, but if anyone's listening, they can tell you it was like an orange and it had like green specks in it, which I'm assuming is going to be some sort of spice.
Spice and herb in there.
Or a herb, yeah.
And the little sausages that they had, the honey mustard sausages with the... Woo!
That glazing.
Woo! 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 Good stuff. So after dining on those delights, we decided to walk around and check out the products. Should we go in the order that we kind of did it on the Insta story, which you can check out at How to Kill an Hour?
I don't know we order it's uploaded at, but the first thing we checked out was a little drone from DJI. It's called the Rise Tello EDU drone.
Yeah, I've got to be honest, surprise. I've never heard of this before. Have you heard of this?
I've never seen this before, but you can fit it in the palm of your hand, and it's a price of $139.95 from the Apple Store.
Mm-hmm.
It's only available from the Apple Store, so if you want one, you've got to go to the Apple Store.
You've got to go there. It works with your iPhone, comes with an app, obviously, like the DJI stuff does. I think it's its own Trello app, I believe. It was its own Trello app, wasn't it? Tello app.
Tello, not
Tello.
Trello.
His own Tello app, yeah.
Tello is an app.
Trello is activity sharing, indeed. So it had its own Tello app, and it's a small entry-level drone suitable for you if you've never had a drone before, or suitable for, I'd say, younger children. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think this isn't... Because the thing is, all joking aside, if you were to get like a Mavic Air out or a Spark, if that hits the wall, end of the Spark. If that hits someone's face... end of their face, eyeball potentially as well. Whereas this one comes with guards and softer blades and is a bit more of a fun play drone to use. With that being said, it has a camera on it, 720p.
Yeah. I'd say it's more of like a training. You could say it's a training drone as well, 720p, 5 megapixel photos, and it's even got electronic image stabilization on it. So
you can fly that around mum and dad's barbecue, or at Christmas, maybe if your living room's big enough, get some snaps of the Christmas tree.
It's got quite a good wave of hovering. You can hover. And with this particular drone, you can...
code it.
You can, yes.
You can just jump and get that. There you go, Bill. You can code it. Swift, Scratch, or Python. So basically, these are very easy building blocks of code that the kids can have a go with. Do you want to finish my sentence? Plus, Bill, you can take photos that are up to...
5 megapixels.
In quality, that's right. Which, I've got to say, is nice. Price point's all right, $139.95. Good way to kind of get into the drone game. Next to that, though, Bill, what did we have a go on next? Now, you had a proper go on the next thing we're going to talk about.
I thought this was, it's for kids, but I could see myself playing with this for a little while.
Could have surprised me, mate. You were well all over this.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, to be honest. I mean, adults could play this as well. It was called the Sphero Bolt. Again, this is only available at Apple. And it's $149.95. This particular Sphero is see-through, so you can see all the gadgets and gizmos.
Mm-hmm.
So what is a Sphero Bolt? I hear you ask. It is a little ball that you can program using an app.
Imagine BB-8 from Star Wars, yeah, him without his head. This is literally what you'd get. You get a sphere that could roll around with quite high precision.
Mm. It, as I said before, it is aimed at kids to help them to learn how to script, but if you've never learned how to script and you're interested in scripting, this is a good way, a good introductory way to use it. The way that the representative at Apple was describing it was like you can just click things together. So you can say, I don't know, you want roll and then you want spin. You can just like pick it up and then connect it to the next bit and then click start to test it.
Exactly, yeah. So it's like little blocks.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
So it's like block code. And basically you can pop. I mean, what was great about it is, just to clarify, so it's like a clear sphere, but you can see all of the motorized functions in it. So it's like a little circuit board with some weighted wheels in it. So if you push a direction on the pad in one of the settings or the phone to push the ball in a direction. Yeah, and to go back to the coding, you can learn to code by drawing using Scratch blocks or by writing JavaScript text with Sphere Edu app. So this kind of breaks down coding into a really logical block-based format. And Billy, who you know a little bit of code, you know a bit of your HTML and stuff, but to be fair, basic. When it comes to like programming robots moving around, I wouldn't say either of us, or any of us in the How to Clean Our team, are very savvy with it. How long did it take you to program the ball to ride around the room and in a circle and come back to where you are, basically?
The aim for me was there was a table in the middle of the room. I wanted to go like a figure of eight around the table, or actually do a circle around the table. I kind of managed how to do it, but if I had like another hour or so, I could have figured out. It's a lot of trial and error, but the actual coding itself was very like drag and drop and little drop down menus. You can change the speed, change the direction. It is a lot of fun. I can see myself being there for a little while, but at the end of it, you've got yourself
block of code.
Block of code, yeah, which you can put off into the Sphero community, and then other people can download that.
So yeah, we were actually actively downloading other people's code real quick and sending it to the Sphero and having a go on it. So there's things like, as well as moving around, it has a gyroscope in it, so it can sense movement and loads of other features that when you really dig into it, are quite powerful and is a really interesting way of, again, teaching kids how to code. So, yeah, we had a good little play around there. Then where did we head over to, Billy Boy?
We checked out the iPad Pros. Now,
We
were very, very impressed with these.
Oh, yes. Hell yes. So many things about the iPad Pro that I really, really like, the new generations of them. Start off with just the screen size.
There's 11-inch and a 12.9-inch.
Very nice screen sizes.
It only says like an inch difference, but 11 inches, very compact and easy to think. But I did quite like the 12.9 inch as well. So it depends on what you're using it for. Depending on which screen size you go for, because other than that, they are both essentially the same machine.
You were quite drawn to the 12.9, weren't you?
Yeah, because there's more screen real estate, but I can see the benefits of the smaller one. It's easy just to carry around in one hand instead of needing like a backpack.
Yeah, because I'm always thinking mobile. Like, the reason I want an iPad, is to get around and have as much computing power in as small a space as possible. So the idea for me is when can we leave behind the MacBook Pro and do as much as we can without it? And that's kind of what I'm expecting from the iPad Pro eventually, something that we can kind of create the way that we create with the MacBook Pros when we're out and about. But hardware wise, this bad boy is packing some serious guts in it, really. I mean, and the easiest way to quantify this is you can actually edit 4K footage on it, right? With iMovie, they did say that to us, and you can plug in a 4K monitor to it and you get real 4K on the output.
Yeah.
So what you see is what you get if you're editing with this. And I think that's a real good testament. We're going to get a full version of a Photoshop, apparently.
It's coming
soon.
Next year, yeah.
You can run Premiere Clips, is it called?
Yeah, we've done a bit of Googling this. You can do editing on iMovie, but you can also do editing on Premiere Clips, which is like basically a stripped-down version of Adobe Premiere Pro.
Exactly.
And then you can use the project files from that to import it into the larger Premiere.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to a desktop or a MacBook Pro or whatever
mm-hmm.
Mac you're using, and it would work straight away. It's very streamlined.
Great. So you can have a shoot all day, create an assembly edit, like putting all the stuff in order. And then when you get home, you can finesse it with all of the, color settings, maybe different fades and transitions, export it at different kind of qualities. You can do all that finer stuff later. So that was really, really cool.
What I liked as well is you can use the Apple Pencil on it and you don't have to open up the iPad Pro to use it. You can just tap on the lock screen.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use notes to either scribble on some notes onto it using the pencil.
Yep.
Or you can type onto the notes to, say, for example, you're at an event and you want to take some notes down. Just use the magnetic keyboard, type away.
Mm-hmm.
I like the keys on there. It will take a bit of getting used to because I'm always typing on a keyboard or a laptop keyboard. It's the clicky clackiness.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much clicky clackiness, but it's very easy to type. I could see myself getting used to it. Definitely.
The clicky clackiness. That's a good description, Bill. You mean the
click clack, yeah.
All right, anyway. So, the Apple Pencil also now responds to your touch. You can double tap on it and it will turn the pencil into an eraser real quick without interrupting the workflow. And like Billy said, you can type and write next to each other. And it's pretty cool. Oh, and also, it connects to the iPad. Is it a clicky clack when it connects to the iPad or just a click or a clack? Okay,
so like the iPad, magnetic,
it's magnetic. So there's like over 100 magnets in this iPad, which connect it to the keyboard and also connect the pencil to the side of the iPad itself.
Fun fact, when the Apple Pencil connects to the iPad Pro, it will charge.
Mm. That's what I'm talking about. Makes sense. It's a USB-C on the Pro, which means you can connect it straight to external displays, like I said before, or a camera. You can even charge your phone with it if you really want to. Which that makes kind of going out, taking some great photos, for example, pulling them off and editing them in Photoshop, a real jobby that you could do with just a backpack, a camera, and an iPad Pro. How about that, Bill? How about that?
It's the amount of technology that are going into such small devices these days, mm-hmm. it's mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. It's less than half a kilo, more portable than ever. Connect on the go with fast Wi-Fi and 4G LTE Advanced. Now, I think that's gigabit. That's fast flipping data, which if you are processing large images or large video, you do need on the go. So it makes sense.
So what's the benefit of that? So, for example, if Marcus is abroad and I'm back at the studio, Marcus could take his iPad Pro out instead mm-hmm. of a MacBook and mm-hmm. and his iPhone. You could take the iPad Pro out, do some footage,
mm-hmm.
edit that footage mm-hmm. on the iPad,
mm-hmm.
and then using the 4G connection,
mm-hmm.
ping that off into Dropbox, and then I could pull that down back here at the studio.
And click clack it. And get clicky and clacky with it. Do you know what I mean? Billy was leaning towards the 12.9. I was leaning towards the 11 just because I want less weight in my backpack. But looking promising though, man. I'm liking that kind of connectivity. I'm looking forward to that full version of Adobe Premiere. That's what I want. I want some Adobe Premiere on there so we can get busy with the editing.
Photoshop's getting there, so.
Yeah, man. Only a matter of time. What do we do? Were we straight off for the HomePods next?
We did go and check out the Apple TV, then the HomePods.
That was it, Apple TV, then the HomePods. Yeah, so Apple TV. We had a little play, didn't we?
We had a little play with a game. It was called Play Impossible Game Ball.
And it was a game that you controlled
with a ball.
How dope is that? And the ball comes in purple or green. We had the green one today, didn't we?
Yes, we had the green one.
Purple one's got
very,
gold
very fun.
On it. Purple one with gold stripes looks so cool. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, we had a go on it, and it's basically you set up your Apple TV, get the games ready, download them, and you can control this game with the ball. So you use the ball, you spin it around to go up and down the menu, you slap it to enter games. And we played a few games, including Billy played a shaking game where you got more points the more you shook the ball. And Billy was trying to pretend that he didn't have the qualities to break the record of the shake. Because I saw you shaking away, Bill. You weren't putting in that 100%. Were you worried about rumours spreading around that you were a world record ball shaker?
Yeah, I didn't want to...
Word on the road is your ball shaking's on point, bruv. I've just heard,
I didn't
want to
show everyone up, to be honest. It wasn't... I wanted to...
another game you can play was like Hot Potato, where you throw the ball to each other and a timer goes down and you want to be the last one holding the ball. There's other skill-based games like spinning the ball around, getting as many rotations out of the ball as ever when you're throwing it up in the air to get points. You can connect a few balls to an Apple TV at the same time and play games that are versus or with groups. It's just a nice, friendly, family fun game. Things to have knocking around the house. They're Play Impossible Game Ball.
Definitely something to bring around if you like Christmas or if you've got a family gathering, you can play that for. Total price is $99.95, and again, that is only available at Apple.
Mm, indeed. Oh, we didn't do the prices for the iPad Pros, did we? By the way, links in the descriptions to all of these, so you can get full up-to-date specs and get your hands on one if you really want to, which I think you might want to. Right, so let's go for the 12.9 Pro, because the thing is, you can pump these up with some serious stuff in them, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
So the Pro starts at $969. Goes all the way up to £1,700 with a terabyte. If you get cellular as well, you're looking at £1,800. So to be fair, I'm not surprised that we're getting some editing
prowess.
I would like to see Premiere very soon though, because we're £1,800. We're in the range of MacBook Pro now, aren't we? We're in that range of device. So yeah, pretty cool though.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What are we on next?
We checked out the HomePods after that.
That was it. Shout out to Sky from Apple, man. Jeez.
I was very, 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 and what was I? Very impressed.
Oh, man. The way that they set it up for us was just I kind of just want to say the selection of tunes that we got to consume were just so jazzy and soulful that it really got to show us what the HomePod could do. But basically, the HomePod has a chip that was in one of the previous iPhones, right? And I'll break it down. It does a lot of work to make sure that you are getting the best sound that you can. So unlike other speakers that push out sound in one direction, right? So you're listening to this most likely on a pair of headphones, right? Those headphones are pushing sound directly into your ear. If you were to turn those headphones around and put them into your ear the wrong way around, one, it would hurt. Two, you wouldn't be able to hear us, right? That's kind of how normal speakers work. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bill. Stop me at any point. These HomePods, if you haven't seen them, they are round and they have a number of drivers, I believe 6 drivers around them, and that's 6 bass drivers, and I can't remember, I think it's like a special circular treble driver as well. I don't know the number. If you don't mind checking for me, Bill, that'd be lovely. Thank you very much, mate. And when you combine these drivers with the A8 chip, it basically works out where the speaker is in a room. So if it's in a corner, the 2 sides of the speaker that are in the corner will not project sound as much because that's wasted energy and won't sound right. It will push sound forwards. But then there might be other elements of the track, like little hi-hats, like or clicky-clacky bits of the track, as Billy might say.
Clicky-clack.
And it will actually project those upwards behind the speakers to give you a bit more separation with regards to bass and treble. Now, I know that if you do separate bass and treble sounds when you're listening to them, it just makes the bass sound a bit better and the top end sound a bit better, the treble. How do I know this? I've, one, worked with a few speakers over the years, and 2, because you're getting different drivers to do different things. So imagine this, you had one speaker that did, it's like having one speaker that did everything, right? Or a football team where every player did a bit of everything. They're going to be average. But if you've got a football player that's got amazing people that are specifically designed for striking, an amazing midfield that's specifically designed for making a lot of track movements throughout a game, you get me, clocking up a lot of mileage and getting to where they need to be, being up front or back, and then you've got some great solid defenders, you're going to have a better squad. Are you disagreeing, Billy? He supports Man United, so you can't really talk about football analogies at the moment. Sorry about that, bruv. Yeah, any
no,
input on
we're
that?
Good. No,
yeah, you're good. Yeah, okay.
He's good for now.
He's good for now. But yeah, but basically, this speaker has done that. You've got some good, wicked defenders at the bottom, giving you some nice six subwoofers, and you've got some great mid and top feel out of it as well. Plus, it's an Apple device, so it connects with all your other bits of your smart home stuff too. But that being said, with AirPlay 2, it does actually connect to third-party devices as well. So if you, for example, have some Sonos Play speakers, it will connect with the compatible devices. So, I mean, Billy was happy. He said it looked good, it sounded good. But then when we sat down and we really got to take in the way that it separates the music, Billy, you were really sold, weren't you? You were like, oh, I need 4 of these here. I need 2 for each room of my house. Yeah,
yeah, it sounds, say, for example, as we were saying earlier, the sound comes out 360 degrees. So usually if you're sitting inside in front of a speaker, you can kind of tell where the sound's coming from. When me and Marcus were sitting, it sounded as if the sound was in front of us, not like at a specific point. Yeah. It was literally just there in front of us. And you could hear each individual, what's the word?
You could hear like the treble, like the hi-hats.
Musical instrument.
The high-pitched instruments like the bings and the click-clacks, the mids, the clock-clocks, and the bass, the clook-clooks.
And in the vocals.
Yeah, and the vocals
again,
as
nice
well.
And crispy.
It's very crispy. And it's obviously an Apple device, so Siri's connected. So, hey, Siri, where's my iPhone? Hey, Siri, tell Billy that I'm running late. Hey, Siri, turn the lights blue in this living room. Hey, Siri, I like this song. There you go. And then it will like it. Also, because you're connected to Apple Music, you got 50 million tunes on you. And also, Apple Music works with the new Series 4 Watch. So very interconnected. And I think an area that Apple haven't been known for being really strong in is the speaker area. I feel like smart speakers, they were last to the party, Bill, weren't they?
The what, sorry?
They were last to the smart speaker party, weren't
yes.
they?
Yes.
Yeah. And so it's something that I think there was some room for them to catch up on, and they've done it, you know. You can also make and receive calls.
I was about to say, yeah, you can make a phone call with the HomePod.
Yeah, it's not bad. And it did sound really, really good. What are they retailing at the moment, Bill?
$319.
So a couple of pairs of those would be about £650. Get one if you like it. Get one. Get another one and you go stereo. And the stereo breakdown is lovely. And if you've got Apple TV, obviously, you get that quality sound through your Apple TV too as well. Where did we go over to next, Bill? Did we get another snack?
We got some more snacks and we ate some more chicken.
Oh, that chicken was good.
And some more sausages.
The sausages were really good. That honey mustard, man. And some sparkling water.
And so, well, I got still.
Okay, cool.
Still.
And then actually you went and checked out the new Macs, didn't you? The MacBooks.
I looked at the MacBook Air.
Mm-hmm.
That was very good. It was very small. And the gentleman that was there it was said it's very, very powerful as well. So it's not, you won't be able to edit like Hollywood movies on it, but for someone who's just editing like home movies on it, it's perfectly capable for like the regular office goer wants to do emails, edit some photos, browse the internet. It's very, very good for that. But if you want to do more heavy stuff, like your professional content creators, it might not be as powerful as you want it to be. But for like the regular everyday user, it would be more than capable to do that.
Cool. I mean, I kind of like to get a good old strong Mac and hold on to it for a while. So I don't know if the Air's for me, because I know that while the Air's is always out, there's always going to be a Pro or a slightly bigger version that's going to give me a bit more power. But like you said, emails, little bits of work, nothing that's too computer heavy or GPU heavy.
A student like this, or a blogger would be good because it's not heavy. You can carry it around in your backpack, go to different events, or you can take it to the coffee shop and do your blogging on that. It's very, very small as well.
Would you say that a blogger might enjoy a iPad Pro more now that you can connect it to your camera?
Good question.
It's an interesting area, isn't it? Because they're getting really close together, aren't they, now, like, in terms of what they can do?
Yeah. Depends what you're after, really.
USB-C too, right? Which I feel like now, at the end of 2018, USB-C doesn't feel as alien to me as it did before. I really had a problem with it a couple of years ago, and I was like, I don't think we're ready for it. But I think now, if I had a device that was just USB-C only, I wouldn't feel like, oh, shit, wherever I go, I don't even know if I'm going to get a charger or not. I feel like we could walk into any office now, and if we really needed to find a USB-C charger, we'd find one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you not feel like that? Like, when it was a couple of years ago that USB-C kind of really started dropping and we saw the new MacBook Pro, right?
Yeah.
And we were all like, oh, a bit early for USB-Cs, mate. Now I feel like we're ready.
Definitely, yeah. Because it's one of those universal ones.
Yeah, that's it. It's very universal. It's smaller. You can charge stuff either way. So you can use, like, your Nintendo Switch can charge your MacBook Pro, or your MacBook Pro can charge your Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
So that's dope. Also with this as well, with the new Mac, you got your hands on the Mac Mini as well.
Yeah, I was very impressed by that.
What was that saying?
Well, it's improved a lot since its last iteration.
Mm-hmm.
It's got
stuff on it. It's got,
hang on, so there you go. It's got a new 8th generation 6-core and quad-core processors. Hey. Very, 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 very fast.
Why you got so fast? Why are you going so fast?
Thunderbolt 3, which is basically USB-C.
Yeah.
HDMI 2.0.
It's got four of those. It's got four USB-Cs in its bottom.
And it's got 10 gigabit internet. You can put in up to 2 terabytes of SSD.
It's got USB. It's got a USB 3 as well. It's got two of those in the batty.
In the what?
In his bottom.
It's got 64 gigs of memory as well, DDR4. So if again, I think this is aimed more towards your content creators.
Yeah, man. If you've already got a setup, this was fitting nicely, isn't it? Whip out the old Mac Pro, Mac Mini, and then slap this in. Connect it to your can run up to 2 4K displays at the same time.
So all you really need is like a wireless keyboard and mouse, and away you go.
Plus, something that I thought was fucking sick, you can build render farms with it.
Yes, so as I was speaking to the gentleman there.
Dope, Bill. Can you just explain what a render farm is?
So, for example, because when I watched the Apple event a month or two ago, they said, oh, you can connect 10 Mac Minis together. And I'm like, what? How do you do that? So I spoke to the gentleman there. So you can connect them all via Ethernet into a switch, and then it goes through that way.
And literally, we could have a really complex bit of video that we're exporting, like a movie.
Apple, someone say it was a movie at Apple ProRes, the highest rating you can go, and you want one to go to Facebook, you want one to go to YouTube, you want one to go to Vimeo, you want a hard copy, you want all these different copies. If you were to do this on like a MacBook Pro or whatever, it might slow things down.
Oh, might? Fucking mate, come on.
If you wanted to do it with Mac Mini, if you have 10 of them, It'd take care of that so much quicker than just one by itself.
Yeah, literally, you're getting the power of 10 MacBook Pros. And this is how they, just so you know what a render farm is like, this is how they do stuff like Pixar films. So they'll design the rushes or the rough versions. And then when they want to render out the final bits, they send that to a farm, which is loads of computers joined together. Now, content creators that churn out flip loads of content, right? At high quality, at 4K. They could use this to turn out some real quick. They could have real quick turnarounds on their footage, innit, Bill?
Definitely.
Real quick turnarounds. So, but again, you know, up to 10 means you'd have to spend, 10 times what the cost of one of these is. And what does that start at again, Bill? I've not seen the prices.
They're not too bad for what it is, to be honest.
Really?
It's $799 for the 3.6 quad core. Mm-hmm. Or if you're going to go for a 6-core, that's only 3 gigahertz, though. So an extra $200-$300 is at £1,099.
Not bad. So if you've got an existing setup, I think that's what the Mac Mini is good for, isn't it?
Yeah, for what you get, it's really, really good. Iron 26 for the $799, you get 3.6 quad-core, 8th generation Intel Core i3 processor, mm-hmm. 8 gigs of DDR4 memory, Intel UHD graphics, and 128 gigs of SSD storage. That's, for £800, you can't really go wrong.
It's not bad. Not bad for Apple as well. I feel like they've reached out to the people who may have felt a little bit outpriced in the last round of development. And they've reached out a nice little hand saying, look, here's some slightly more reasonably priced products. Do you feel like we've got a lot of that? Because also we've not mentioned the phone, have we? The new iPhone, Billy.
iPhone XR.
That's it. Yeah. So the XR, again, that... on that same note, Bill, they've kind of reached out with a slightly more reasonably priced iPhone. What do you think?
Considering it's got a lot of the features of the higher end models, mm-hmm. for the price, again, it is very, very good.
There we go. So, back to the Mac Mini. So I feel like they've kind of said there, look, we've got a reasonably priced unit here where you get some quite good output for what you pay for. And then now onto the XR. Like you just said, same again. So do you feel like this is a general thing from Apple where they're kind of saying, look, we've got our high-end products, but here are some products that are accessible price-wise?
I think this XR is aimed at people who didn't really feel inclined to upgrade to a latest iPhone because they thought it might be too expensive. Mm-hmm. And they've still got like an iPhone 5 or an iPhone 4 mm-hmm. or maybe even an iPhone 6. Mm-hmm. This iPhone XR, it's got a full screen. It can still take portrait photos.
Can still adjust portrait photos before you take them as well. Yeah,
and it's got a Face ID on it as well. It's got a lot of the features of the higher end models for a fraction of the price, £749.
There we go. Decent. Very decent. And I think that's the roundup of what we got our hands on, is it, Bill? Anything else we missed out on?
Only that food. I want some more of that.
Yeah, man. Those honey mustard sausages, succulent.
Maybe we should go back.
Should we just head back now? All right, cool. Well, there's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Don't forget, before you go, click the link in the show description to get all the information about the products that we've spoken about in this show. We'll give you the full press run and give you some photos as well. And we'll pop the pictures from our videos from our Insta story at How to Kill an Hour in that page too. So put the link in the description, click that and crack on. In the meantime, there's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. I've been Marcus Bronzy.
I've been Producer Bill.
Thank you for killing some time with us. Ooh.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.